Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 268.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 268. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. In this particular episode, one of our amazing educators named Sterling Koza is going to be teaching you about the mercy, mercy, mercy voicings, and specifically gospel voicings in general, pop voicings, and he does an amazing job explaining these types of voicings that are used on this particular recording, how to integrate them into your own playing, and how to use them spontaneously for yourself. If you didn't know, I am running a personalized accelerator group program, which gives you access to me personally, my education, and puts you in a small cohort program that allows you to excel in your own playing faster than any of our other courses or products do. If you're interested in signing up for that, go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group, and you can gain more details on that program. With that being said, let's dive right in.
Hey everybody, this is Sterling Koza here for jazzpianoschool.com with another podcast lesson. Today we're talking about the chords from Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. This was a tune made famous by Cannonball Adderley's quintet. This tune was written by Joe Zawinul, pianist with Cannonball for a long time. And this tune's really fun to pull out at jam sessions, especially if you got people that play some jazz, but also some funk and soul. So it's a nice crossover tune, fun for everybody. So I'm going to start by just playing the whole tune through, and then I'll go through in more detail how you can get some of these voicings under your hands and some other applications. So here's Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. So that's the whole tune, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Obviously you can repeat it, and there's like a little nice solo break at the end. You can throw some stuff in if you'd like. So I'm going to go over some of the voicings that that I like to use over this tune that you can use in your own manner and play when you go to play this tune at sessions. So it starts off with these two voicings. They're two triads. So we're in the key of B flat. We've got a G minor triad in the first inversion, going down to an F minor triad. So these are voicings that you hear a lot in funk. Herbie Hancock was a huge resource for these type of voicings. You can transpose them some other keys. Kind of sounds like Freddie Freeloader, right? So that's the first two voicings you need to know for this song. We go to sort of an E-flat 7 voicing, and then an F-sus, and then we go back. There's the B, G minor to the F minor over B-flat, that sort of B-flat 9 sound. So I like to put my root and 7th in the left hand for my E-flat chord, and the 3rd and 5th in the right hand. And then for the sus, I put all 3 notes in my right hand. It's like kind of like an E-flat chord over F here. And here's the second section. So here we've got these nice kind of gospel sounding voicings. We've got, for B-flat 7, we've got a 7th and a 3rd with a 5th on top in the right hand. That's a nice voicing. I like to just play an octave in my left hand. And we're going to move this voicing up through the scale. So we go from B-flat 7 to E-flat over B, and then an F minor over B, sort of like a sus sound here. And I like to add some grace notes, so I slide from D flat to D here, which gives it kind of that funky sound. And you can throw one in here too, like a E natural to F. So all together we've got the shout, which goes up to that nice F sus chord. We got the E flat over F, and I'm playing a 4-note E flat chord over an octave F in my left hand. Then we resolve to a nice B flat 7 chord, 4-note chord here, big stretch. I've got A flat the 7th, D the 3rd, F the 5th, and B flat the root on top. So all together we've got. And then here's a nice F sus voicing. Got the 3rd and 7th, or the 4th rather. 4th and 7th with the root on top. And here's the last section we'll go over. Starts on C minor, just a normal C minor triad. A D minor triad. And then G minor. So those three chords again, C minor, D minor, G minor, and our passing chord is an F triad. So all together we've got the whole thing. So you can feel free to go back through this video if you need to play it at half speed, anything. You can see the notes. But those are the chord voicings that I like to use over this tune. And after that, you can kind of just jam on it. You can use the voicings. So I'll play through a couple choruses, just kind of jamming on it, to give you an idea of some stuff you can do over this tune. This is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. So that was a tutorial for Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Hope y'all enjoyed that one. If you have any other ideas of songs you'd like to learn, feel free to leave them in the comments below. There'll be some practice materials for this podcast with a PDF of the notation, so you can find the link for that in the description as well. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you on the next one.